Marriage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Primella Scales as his wife, Kate.
It doesn't take many weeks for a baby to become part of your lives, as if it had always been there. You forget that there was once things as a silent night, an evening when you just went out, as opposed to an evening when you felt you'd like to go out, but spent the best part of it trying to get a babysitter, and the rest of it recalling the evenings when you just went out. So it comes something of a shock after all this general acceptance to realize that she hasn't been one of the family very long because she hasn't been christened yet. Well, of course, what you can remember of other people's christenings is very pleasant. A short, informal service, a long, informal party, and you can usually recall the name of the champagne better than the name of the baby. But, I don't know, ours was... Well, right from the moment we started discussing the arrangements, it was... Well, Shakespeare once said, "What's in a name?" He must have been out of his mind.
Dropped off straight away.
Ah.
Look, she's as good as that at the christening.
Oh, no, don't they say it's a good thing if they yell a bit? Gets the devil out of them or something.
Darling, there's no devil in Helen.
Isn't there? I wouldn't put her on the side of the angels at 3 o'clock in the morning.
George, don't be unfair. She doesn't cry nearly as much as she used to.
No, I suppose not. Once she knows she's woken me up, she drops off quite quickly.
Well, I must try and ring Mum again, let her know we fixed the christening date. I still can't quite believe it, you know.
What?
The christening.
Well, she's 2 months old, it's high time we made a little heathen legal.
No, it's just that all the other people's christenings I've been to, I've never been able to imagine me standing up there holding my baby.
You hold it, do you? Oh, good. No, I know what you mean. Actually, I think I like christenings best, you know. Well, better than weddings.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Not just because it's a shorter service. Now, I'll tell you why I prefer them.
Why?
Well, the parents are sort of... They made a go of it, haven't they? I mean, they've had their tiffs and the times they thought the whole thing was a big mistake.
Did you ever think that?
Oh, no, darling.
Didn't you?
Well, it'd be an even bigger mistake to say yes, wouldn't it? No, but at weddings it's more nerve-wracking and the couple look as though they're ready to bolt and half the people there are thinking, well, I hope it works out, but I still think you could have done better. Oh, she could have done better, of course. Well, you see, the christening sort of proves they did the right thing, doesn't it?
Hmm. Yes, I thought that at John and Peggy's christening.
Oh, my word, at John and Peggy. I must say, I never thought of their wedding to get that far.
No, well, Peggy said they had a tricky time. But the moment they started planning the christening, she said they were like a couple of turtle doves.
Oh, yeah, we saw a bit of that, you remember? After the christening, when we went back for your gloves, we saw them through the window, snogging.
Snogging, darling?
They were snogging. You'd never have guessed they were married.
Well, perhaps we'll be doing the same thing. Do you think people could guess we're married?
Well, I should hope so, with the christening coming up. Anyway, you get on with your planning. I'm going to have a look at my camera.
Yes, well, I'll ring Mum and let her... What for?
What?
Why are you looking at your camera?
Well, it's gone wrong, hasn't it?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we don't want it going on the blink at the christening. But don't worry, I shan't get too far gone to hold it.
All right, I'll phone Mum.
Right. Oh, yes. Do you remember old John? He popped up about 20 pictures, most of them were of people's knees. And the nearest he got of the baby was the bottom corner of the christening robe. And that was out of focus. Where's the skewer? That ought to shift this lens.
George.
Don't worry, darling. We shan't have an album full of knees.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mum. Look, will Saturday the 25th suit you for Helen's christening?
The 25th?
Yes, I just rang George's parents and it's okay with them.
You rang George's parents before me?
No, Mum. You were engaged when I tried you.
Oh, yes. I was probably talking to Bertie Barnes. Darling, when are you going to ask him to be Helen's godfather?
Oh. Well, we're going to discuss it.
Now, Catherine, I hope there's no doubt he'd be terribly disappointed.
Yes, all right, Mum.
Remember that the godfather is the guardian of the child's religious upbringing.
Yes, Mum.
Perhaps I'll get Bertie to drive me over when I bring your christening robe for Helen. Then George could meet him again.
Yes, ma'am. Fine. Well, I must dash.
It's in wonderful condition, the robe, you know. Helen will look so sweet in it.
Good.
Goodbye, then, dear.
Goodbye, ma'am.
What was all that about?
What? Oh, nothing. She's pleased we've fixed the date for the christening.
Oh, I bet she is. It gives her an excuse to lash out in another ridiculous hat.
The 25th, that's 6 weeks. I suppose that's enough. I mean, it gives enough time for everything.
Well, time for what? They've only got to fill the font. Oh, blast.
What?
This skewer is not exactly a precision tool.
Darling.
Hmm?
I'm a bit worried about your old camera.
It's not that old, darling. It's just that the shutter won't shut.
Yes, I know. That's why our only pictures of Helen look as though she's just materialised at a sales.
All right. Well, you have to find out something's wrong first, don't you, before you start doing something about it. Just leave it to the master mechanic, darling.
Darling.
Yes, sir?
Wouldn't you enjoy the christening more if you didn't have to run about with a camera?
Oh, I hope Lord Snowden doesn't have all this fuss every time he wants to snap his camera.
Quite frankly, George, that's what I was thinking of.
Lord Snowden?
No, darling, but, a professional.
What do you mean, pay someone?
Well, darling, Helen's only christened once.
Well, I know that. I wasn't thinking of making it an annual event.
Yes, darling, but if your shutter doesn't shut...
No. There you are.
What?
It shuts. Watch the birdie. Oh, no, it won't open.
Well, that's what I mean, George.
But, darling, please give me some credit. I got it to shut. Now it won't open. I'm 50% of the way there.
Yes, but...
Look, I thought this was to be turtle dove time or something.
What?
We've only just decided the date of the christening and you're criticising my craftsmanship.
No, I'm not.
Well, look, don't say anything, will you? Just don't say anything. You're putting me right off my stroke.
All right.
Well, what are you standing there for, Blunt? You just said, is 6 weeks long enough? Surely there's something you could do.
Yes, I'll get on to the vicar and confirm the date and the car hire firm.
That's the idea, Dunn. Car hire firm?
What?
We're not hiring a car to get to the church.
Well, I'm not carrying Helen through the streets.
I know that, but we can get a lift in Dad's car.
We can't.
What's wrong with it?
It's a two-seater.
No, it isn't. It's got a seat at the back.
A seat? There's room for one tiny little person with their legs buckled up like a yogi. When the hood's up, you have to bend your head as well. Well, I'm not arriving at the church like a bag of laundry, George.
All right, get a taxi.
A taxi?
Well?
George, this is your daughter's christening, not a mad dash to Waterloo.
Okay.
Well, darling.
All right, phone the car people.
Thank you, darling. Would you look them up for me while I ring the vicar?
Right. Which vicar?
What?
Not Mr. Popham.
Well, he married us.
I know he did. I'll never forget that day. Quite frankly, I've got more respect for my friends and relations than to subject them to that squeaky voice twice in 2 years.
Squeaky?
Oh, good grief, darling. It's like chalk on a blackboard. It's awful.
Everybody said he made a splendid speech at the reception.
At the reception, yes. The champagne had dulled the pain in their ears.
You never said anything at the time.
Well, I could hardly criticise him at the altar.
Beforehand, when we went to see him.
Well, I didn't like him. Never take to him. I didn't like his face. His ruddy nerve, anyway, explaining the meaning of marriage to us.
What do you mean?
A pushing 60 and never got hitched himself, all right, the son. And I absolutely hated the way he called the bands.
Darling, he can't help his voice.
It's nothing to do with his voice, darling. It was the way he said, "This is the third time of asking." Look around the church as though he couldn't wait for someone to stand up and say, "George Starling is a double bigamist."
Who do you want, then?
Oh, good Lord, I don't know, darling. There must be heaps of good blokes around the place. Somebody, you know, somebody with a style. I like that chap we saw on television the other day.
The Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yes, well, I mean, I know we can't have him, but... I mean, Popham's isn't the only church round here.
No, it isn't. There are lots of churches, George, and lots of vicars.
Well, then.
Yes, well, I suggest you attend as many evening services as you can for the next week, and then let me know when you find a bloke with a bit of style.
What? Well, what do you mean?
He's also got to be free on Saturday the 25th.
Yes. Well, yes, well, in that case, darling...
You'll settle for a squeaky christening.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes, well, I was just wondering what happened to that happy baptismal feeling we were talking about.
Sorry, darling, my fault.
You got your happy mood back?
Yeah.
Good, because I want you to let me have a check for my new dress.
Right. What new dress?
For the christening.
You had a new outfit for John and Peggy's christening.
That was a spring outfit, George. Nothing to do with the occasion. And even if it was, I certainly couldn't wear the same at Helen's christening as I did at somebody else's.
Well, why not? I'm going to wear the same suit.
Darling, if every single step in the christening is going to have us trembling on the brink of a slanging match...
I'm not trembling on any brink. I'm merely objecting to... All right, all right. I'll go without something to rustle up the money.
Well, go without two things while you're about it, darling.
What?
I'd like you to buy yourself a new tie.
A new... What's wrong with my silver grey?
Because it's a lot more grey than silver, George. And from a certain angle, you can still see that prawn cocktail stain.
Well, people will just have to try and not stand at that angle, because I am certainly not... I'll see. It entirely depends on what other little schemes you've got for draining off my hard-earned cash.
Well, I presume you won't object to ordering a cake.
Don't be ridiculous. The food and drink was the bit I was prepared for.
Yeah, I know, especially the drink.
Oh, blimey, here we go again. I'll tell you, you wouldn't get much of a crowd without it. And people don't turn out in their best bibs and tuckers just to hear a baby bawling his head off in church.
All right, well, that's everything, I think, except the cards.
Good. Cards?
The invitations.
You're not going to have special cards printed.
Of course I am. What did you think?
Well, blimey, I thought we'd ring people up. I mean, I can ask people like Miles and David in the pub.
Darling!
But don't let's add to the expense, Kate.
Well, it's not that expensive.
But of course it is printed cards. You must be out of your time. With gold edges and silver bows. They couldn't work out much less than a bob each. I'm sorry, Kate. If you're going to insist on luxuries like that, I shall have to cut down on the brandy.
What brandy?
What brandy? To make the champagne cocktails. Brandy, sugar...
Well, isn't that a luxury?
Sugar.
We could have champagne on its own. We don't need brandy as well.
Darling, we're not having champagne.
What?
Oh, look, would you just leave the alcohol side to me, will you?
Of course we're having champagne.
Darling, look, you buy a bottle of sparkling wine. You pour it on some sugar and non-vintage brandy and nobody's any the wiser.
Until they start clutching their stomachs.
We had it at Harry's engagement party and you never knew.
I did. I had a most terrible head the next day.
I'm not surprised. You must have drunk about a gallon. Kate, at one point you had a full glass in each hand and you were complaining about how slow the waiter was.
We are not having sparkling wine and cheap brandy at Helen's christening.
All right, fine. There'll just be less to drink, that's all.
All right.
Right. Because champagne is £2 a bottle, you know, and the way our friends knock it back...
Your friends?
What?
My friends do not knock it back, as you so charmingly put it. In fact, I shall be very surprised if some of them don't refuse to come after the way they were virtually trampled on by your friends at our last party.
Trampled on?
Miles never moved from the drinks table.
He didn't have a glass in each hand.
This is supposed to be a christening, not an orgy.
Well, I shouldn't think. Don't worry your head about that, darling. People don't get very orgiastic on half a glass of champagne.
Well, there was plenty at John and Peggy's, and they're supposed to be poorer than we are.
True, but they didn't send out invitations with sequins on them, did they?
Yes, they did.
They did not. They sent those cards where you fill in your name and the function. Bob a packet.
Did they?
Honestly.
All right.
What?
We won't have the expensive invitations.
Well, they're not necessary, really.
No, well, I just said we won't have them.
Yeah, but I don't want you to mope.
I'm not moping. You get one of your shilling packets.
It'll mean at least one extra bottle of champagne.
Yes, well, that'll please your friends, won't it?
Oh, lucky. Look. I mean, I won't ask any of my friends if you're going to begrudge them every bubble.
Don't be silly, George.
Well, honestly, to listen to you, anyone would think that all they're thinking about is getting the service over and dashing back here to get sloshed.
Well, they'll be disappointed if they are. They're getting a cup of tea first. A cup of tea? George, it'll only be 4:30.
I don't care about the time. You cannot trot out a pot of tea.
Tea? Tea and cakes and sandwiches. We've got to think of the older people.
What older people?
Relatives.
Your mother likes to drop as much as mine does.
Older relatives, George. Look, I refuse to let this be an issue as well.
And I refuse to insult my friends by offering them a cup of tea when their tongues are hanging out for a reviver.
Why should they need a reviver? It's only you and me who stand all the time, and I'll be holding Helen.
We didn't have tea at John and Peggy's.
We did at the Simpsons.
Yeah, and a right old frost that was.
What?
Oh, what? Darling, it was dreadful, dreadful. Filthy old rock cakes. The tea was so weak, a gnat would be ashamed of it. Frankly, it killed the dew before it started.
They produced the champagne exactly 30 minutes after we got there.
Yeah, the longest 30 minutes of my life.
heavens, George, you don't normally start hitting the bottle at 4:30.
Why not? In any case, it's the principle of the thing. But people have come back to wet the baby's head. You just don't wet his head with tea leaves. It's an insult to someone like Miles, who's done his bit as godfather.
Miles?
What?
We haven't discussed godparents yet.
No, I know, but, well, he's my best friend, and he was my best man.
He is still not necessarily the best person to be Helen's godfather.
Oh, good grief. Just because he never left the drinks table?
It's got nothing to do with that, George. I'm thinking entirely of Helen.
Helen loves him. She adores him. She always smiles when he pokes her in the tummy.
George!
And let's face it, I mean, he's birthed her as often as anybody else.
George, godfather needs to be a lot more than someone who can make her smile and bring her wind up. He's the guardian of her religious upbringing.
Have you been talking to your mother again?
Mother? No, why?
Well, this is how she goes on.
She goes to church every Sunday and prays for your soul.
Yeah, well, that's jolly decent of her.
When did you last go to church?
When did you?
How can I go with a baby?
Well, I could look after her. You've never asked me.
Ask you to look after Helen?
Well?
When you still have to leave the room every time I change her?
Well, quite frankly, darling, it's not something you buy tickets to see, is it?
Can't even feed her without getting more over you than into her.
Well, is it my fault if she blows when she ought to swallow?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
What?
Not making it much of a happy time, am I?
Oh, don't be silly. I started it.
Did you?
Well, let's say I did. It might save another hour.
Yes, well, it doesn't matter. It's silly to spoil a lovely time like a christening by quarrelling.
Yes, darling.
It's Helen's first big moment. We've got to make it a success.
Yes, darling.
Well, then.
Yes, darling.
All right, we'll get a piece of paper and we'll jot down who we ought to ask.
Right.
Parents, of course.
Yep.
Or grandparents. Not uncles and aunts, I don't think, do you?
No.
You shan't be able to move.
My poor old grandparents can hardly move anyway. Well, I'm a bit doubtful about them, darling.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, we ought to ask them.
Yeah, okay. And perhaps they'll send her a premium bond, eh?
Greedy.
Do you think your grandparents will risk being trampled on?
Well, we'll put them down anyway. Granny and grandpa.
But no aunts and uncles.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I mean, could you be sure of sending out the invitation and only getting a premium bond back?
George!
But, darling, you can't start amassing Helen's fortune too early. She may have to keep us in 20 years' time.
All right, we'll take a chance.
Right. Aunts and uncles.
Aunts and uncles. It's Auntie B.
That's it. So now we come to the mates.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's John and Peggy, isn't there?
Yep.
And Ozzy and Ethel. Mm. And David. And Harry.
And Miles.
And Miles. Well, I wonder if Peter and Nora will be in London then. We must write and ask them.
I've asked him already, you know.
What, darling?
Miles.
Oh, have you? Oh, well, I expect he knew he'd be invited.
To be godfather.
You have to.
Well, I mean, not officially, you know. I mean, I wouldn't, as we hadn't discussed it.
I should hope not.
But I did sort of hint.
Well, I'm sure he'll understand.
He's ordered a christening mug. So he rang me yesterday to check that we weren't going to change our minds about the name.
George, it's most unfair of you.
Well, all right, but who did you want?
What?
Who did you have lined up for this plum job?
Nobody. I wouldn't even dream of it before I discussed it with you.
Well, okay, discuss it now.
No, we don't have to decide this minute, darling.
Kate, somewhere, at this very moment, a skilled craftsman is crouched over Miles' christening mug with his electric pencil poised.
All right. All right. Bertie Barnes.
Well, that's... Uncle Bertie?
He's not really an uncle. He's an old friend of the family.
For godfather?
He'd be deeply touched if we asked him.
And I'd have been touched to invite him.
He's godfather to one of my cousins, and he's sent a present every year.
Now who's been greedy?
I can't see Miles remembering. A giant booze up and a pewter christening mug, and that'd be the end of it for him.
Jolly Bertie Barnes.
Well, he's given you some good laughs.
Good laughs. Kate, when I laugh at Jolly Bertie Barnes, it's a sort of laughter that normally accompanies knocking one's head against the wall. I wasn't even thinking of putting him on the guest list in case he killed the party.
Party?
What?
That exactly sums up your attitude to the whole affair. You and Miles, a party. An excuse for drinking the largest amount of alcohol in the shortest possible time. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't offer to stay behind and miss the service so that you could have a champagne poured out when the people got back.
Yeah, well, that just about sums up your attitude, doesn't it? Long faces in church, half a glass of champagne ahead, and jolly Bertie Barnes thrown in just to keep everything bogged down. Well, quite frankly, is that what our christening is going to stand for? You don't need to worry about Miles, or indeed any of my friends, because, quite frankly, I wouldn't insult them by asking them. I'll go.
Oh, dear.
Miles.
Hello, George. I didn't disturb your Saturday nap, did I?
No.
Oh, good.
Come in.
Thank you. Only I was just round the corner at the silversmiths, and they said a lot of people were ordering pewter christening mugs these days. Hello, Kate. Oh. Well, anyways, I was so near, I thought I'd check to see if you had any preference.
Well, no, I don't think so. Have you, darling?
No.
No.
No. You're absolutely sure?
Yes. Are we not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because I think pewter looks nice, doesn't it?
It's very nice, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Of course, it's a bit cheaper than silver. You won't think I'm trying to cheat there.
Good Lord, no.
No.
No. Right. Well, I'll go back and tell them. I'm sorry to bother you, but I've never been a godfather before. Well, I don't suppose anyone else thought I'd be suitable. Don't worry, Kate. I promise I won't laugh in church. I can't vouch for my behaviour afterwards, of course, not the way your old man pours the drinks. But I'll be very careful not to insult any of your relations.
You're going to insult the relations.
Oh, Dad!
Well, if you don't want to be eavesdropped on, you shouldn't leave the front door open.
Hello, Miles.
Hello, Mrs. Darling.
It's all right, George. You needn't look so shocked. We're not descending on you. We just bought you a little something as we were passing.
Passing? Only 3 miles out of our way.
Well, I knew how pleased Kate would be, my dear. I found George's christening robe.
Miles, please.
Well, I do think it's nice to have a family one. I was christened in it too, you know.
And her father before that. I bet that thing's had more champagne spilt on it than a French waiter's apron.
It's such lovely material, Kate.
Yes, thank you.
George was sick over it.
Yes. Actually, he cried so much in church, he did bring up a bit of his lunch, but it was all cleaned up afterwards. Oh, just a man to remember the unromantic part. Now, Helen will look lovely in it, Kate. George was an absolute picture. Everybody said so.
Yes, well, come along, Wynne, come along.
Well, that's one problem solved, eh, Kate? Yes, thank you.
Wynne.
Now we're here, we must see Helen before we go. Come on, Grandfather.
Sure, that's done it. We'd better put the kettle on. We'll be here for at least a couple of hours.
She's in the bedroom.
Right, you are.
Such a noise. Oh, who on earth's that?
Well, it's probably my mother lettering, will you, George?
Oh, right.
Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Mrs.
You brought something for the Christmas.
Oh, really? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, yes, it's an expensive day. I'd like to make my contribution.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mrs.
No, don't close the door. A friend of mine ran me here. He had to find a parking place.
Oh, right.
Hello, Miles.
Hello, Mrs.
Where's Catherine, George?
She's in the bedroom. So, what did you bring us? All liquid offerings, very sensible.
What? Oh, it's not a bottle. That's just the way it's rolled up.
Oh.
It's Catherine's christening robe. I promised it to her for Helen if she'd take great care of it. Ah, here's Catherine.
Oh, hello, Mum. I thought it might be you.
Well, I've brought the christening robe.
What?
Which she promised you.
Excuse me. Well, why did she dash back to the bedroom?
What? She was rather touched by the robe, I think.
But I told her I was bringing it not half an hour ago, and I said Bertie Barnes was running me round.
Bertie Barnes?
Hello, hello. Anyone at home in the crow's nest?
George.
You remember Bertie, don't you?
Of course he does. One of my best audiences.
But I don't think you've met Miles Coldry.
No. How many did you do with the gallon?
Hmm? How many what?
Miles. Well, now, I've climbed all this way. Where's my prospective goddaughter?
What? Well, Miles,
George, you don't usually have two godfathers for a girl.
Well, Miles,
what do you mean? Two godfathers?
Well, Bertie...
Because I've been asked. To be godfather?
Yes.
Hattie?
Well, Mrs...
George, your parents have got to dash.
Ah, hello, Mrs...
Good heavens, Catherine didn't tell me you were in the bedroom, too. Don't delay them, Mum, they're in a hurry.
Are we? Oh, well, goodbye, Mrs...
Yes, right, thanks very much, Mum.
Don't push George.
Anybody think you wanted to get rid of us?
Don't pull me, Kate.
Were you able to pass outside?
You
want to ride? Oh, good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. George, what about this godfather business?
Just a second, Miles. I want to look at Helen.
Kate, about being godfather.
Just a second, Bertie. I want to see why he wants to look at Helen. Whatever's the matter with everyone? It's like Charing Cross Station.
There's another train now.
Answer that, will you? I'm just seeing to Helen.
Well, does it need two of you to see to Helen?
What? Oh, well, yes, we each take an end.
Oh, thank you, Miles. We came especially to bring something and we forgot to leave it. Oh, George, look, we forgot to leave the...
Thanks so much, Mum.
Don't snatch, dear. It's the... Mum, would you like to see Helen?
What, dear?
Kate, your mother told me I could be...
Second, Bertie, too? Oh, dear.
Sure, it's like Crewe Junction up here today, isn't it?
We thought Charing Cross.
Yes, but we're not helping by turning up again. I'll leave the robe here, George, on the back of the chair. Otherwise, I'm bound to... Oh. You didn't say you already had one.
Just a second, Mum. Kate?
Just a second, George.
No, now.
What?
Your mother brought this robe, I suppose, Kate?
I think you might have told us, dear.
Oh, well, we haven't decided which yet.
Haven't you?
Well, perhaps Helen could wear both. No, of course you couldn't, no.
Never mind, Kate. Keep it for next time.
Unless, of course, you decide to use ours.
Oh, come along, dear.
Well, it's a...
Bye, George.
Yes. Well, it's entirely up to you, of course, which robe you choose. Entirely. Come along, Bertie.
Yes. Perhaps you let me know when you've decided about me. Don't mind, you know. Just like to know.
Yes. Well, I'll go back to the shop and ask them to hold out on the mark. See you in church.
Who said christenings were happy?
Oh, don't let's ask anybody.
Just the two of us.
And Helen.
Oh, yes.
In two robes.
I'll get you. It's time she had a bit of a kick. Actually.
What?
I think your christening robe's nicer than mine.
Do you?
Hmm. Oh. I'll talk to Mum. I'm sure she'll understand.
Yeah.
Hello, Helen. Sorry about all these visitors, darling, but they brought you a beautiful robe that your daddy wore when he was christened.
Darling?
Yes?
The invitations.
What?
That's that pretty one.
Gold edges and silver ribbons.
The lot. Luminous letters, if you like.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, darling?
Yes, darling?
Just a thought. You know, it just occurred to me.
Just a minute. Yes?
Well...
What, George?
Well... Are we absolutely dead set on calling her Helen?
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Brows and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Kate's mother was played by Joan Sanderson, Miles by Edward D'Souza, George's mum and dad by Diana King and Jeffrey Sumner, and Dirty Barns by Peter Hawkins. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.